Hello, it's Martine here. Welcome to the Wellbeing Driven Productivity podcast. As you can probably hear, I am not walking my dog today, which is a shame because actually that is probably my favourite way to record a podcast because I like being out in the fresh air and the words just seem to flow a little better. But alas, that is not what I'm doing today. I'm in my office. But I had a real yearning to hit record because I hit a bit of a milestone today and I wanted to share the milestone with you and use it as an opportunity to reflect. What was the milestone, I hear you ask? Well, I have been writing morning pages every day for 100 days. Today I hit that 100-day milestone. So I thought it would be a really good opportunity to talk a bit about morning pages. I'm aware that I've done that on the podcast before, so I'm not going to spend too much time explaining them. But now I'm 100 days in, it's a good time to take stock and look at why I've been doing them, what the value has been, what I've learned, and then what my next steps might be. So that's roughly the structure of what I'm going to cover in this episode. I'm going to talk about what morning pages are, why I did it, what my process has been, what I learned, and what happens next. Basically, that's the plan. The concept of morning pages comes from Julia Cameron's book, The Artist's Way. I have read the book. I'm not mad on it. I know that's controversial. There are a lot of people who swear by it, and I thoroughly respect their opinion, but it's not really for me. However, the process of morning pages came out of the book. So it's not to say I disliked the book, because I have taken something from it, but the tone of the book isn't quite for me. Anyway, morning pages are your daily journaling practice. First thing in the morning, grab a cup of coffee, it doesn't have to be coffee, but for me it's coffee, and write, for me, 750 words, which is approximately 3 pages of A4 handwritten. So in the book, Julia Cameron states that morning pages should be handwritten. There's something really important about that part of the process. It really slows you down. Unfortunately, for me, handwriting really isn't an option, and it would slow me down too much, I think. I'm terrible at writing anyway by hand. I find it really uncomfortable and I have very serious perfectionist tendencies, so I'd spend way too much time thinking about what my work looked like as opposed to what I was actually writing. I just find handwriting really tricky. And there's the time aspect as well. I want to be able to write my morning pages so that I'm doing it at the speed that I'm thinking, and I think incredibly quickly. So typing is absolutely the way for me when it comes to morning pages. So in the morning, I type 750 words first thing, and it is just a brain dump. It is nothing particularly coherent. I will just, if I can't think of anything to type, I will just type, I can't think of anything to type. And then invariably something comes up. Quite often I find myself reflecting on the previous day and unpicking things that kind of came up, or something perhaps that I'm worried about today. I might in my morning pages explore why I'm worried. Every now and again I'll use a journal prompt if I'm feeling particularly blank. I have a big stock of journal prompts, but basically it's emptying my head and making space for other things to enter my head and for things to crop up and for creativity to happen. That's very much the thrust of Julia Cameron's idea behind morning pages, is to make space for creativity. Tool-wise, I've been using a website called 750 Words, which is designed exactly for the purpose that I've outlined, typing your morning pages. And that's how I know that I've hit the 100-day mark. And I'm going to, if I remember, I'll share some screenshots to show me hitting the 100 days and all the badges I achieved from using this site. I love this website. I think it's really clever. And if you're into kind of maintaining a consistent habit through streaks, you are going to love this website. There's a version 1 and a version 2 of the website, so if you are interested, make sure you're using version 2, and I'll put a link in the show notes. As I said, the why behind morning pages is about emptying your head and making space for creativity to happen. For me, really, the why was actually mental health and well-being related. I am a worrier. I struggle with anxiety at times. So the idea of clearing my head first thing and getting any worries and stresses out on paper, that has been really cathartic and I've really enjoyed that part of the process. I can't lie, sometimes, even though, for context, this whole process takes me 10 minutes, like 12, 13 minutes at the most, because I type really quickly. Sometimes I'd sit in front of my computer and think, oh, I really don't want to do this today. But the vast majority of the time, doing my morning pages, like I said, 10 minutes every morning, has been something that I've really felt has been a positive and productive process in many ways. And I say productive because ideas have arrived during my morning pages. What I made sure I did was had like a notepad next to me while I was typing. So if something popped into my head that was an idea, it was kind of disrupting the flow of my morning pages, I would scribble it on the notepad just to capture that idea. So even though I wasn't really doing the process to be creative, creativity definitely occurred throughout. What did I learn through doing morning pages for 100 days? Well, it is a positive practice. I learned that clearing my head through journaling is really good for me and it works. And I don't necessarily, I think morning pages, you do them in the morning. It's something about the title that makes that happen. But perhaps I need to use the process more on an as and when basis. So if I recognize I need to clear my head, I can journal it out. It doesn't have to be 10 minutes. It might just be 5 minutes. It might be 2 hours. I can use it more as a way of dealing with potential issues going on in my mind. So that's something that I've learned, the value of that kind of emptying your head when you need to. I think that has been really positive. I've learned that I write well in the morning. Generally, it's a good time for me to get things on paper. Sometimes when I've been doing my morning pages, I've been thinking, actually, I'd really like to use this time to write articles and projects and work on, for example, I'm developing an online course. I really have wanted to use some of that time to do that kind of writing, but I've not allowed myself to do it because I've been doing morning pages and they are a brain dump and they're about anything that enters my head. I think that's been quite a big reflection, and sometimes I really could do with using that time to do writing that is productive in a different kind of way. And I think what I'm leaning towards is giving myself a bit more flexibility within this journaling practice now. Now I've hit my 100 days, I've established that habit of doing something first thing. If I want to write an outline for an article, and I'll need more than 10 minutes for that, obviously, but say I give myself 10 minutes of writing and I want to do an outline for an article, if that's the right thing for me to do in the moment, I'm going to do it. I think that's the change that's coming in terms of how I approach morning pages. I'm not fussed about keeping a streak anymore because actually it might be that I end up doing, I don't know, 3 lots of journaling, we'll call it journaling rather than morning pages, throughout the day. I guess what I'm saying is I want to give myself more flexibility within my journaling practice. I want to recognize why I journal. I journal for my mental health, to clear my head, to brain dump. But I also like to write to develop ideas. Is that journaling? I'm not sure. Maybe I'm actually talking about my broader writing practice. And if journaling and writing kind of end up crossing over, I don't think that's a bad thing, particularly when I think about all the ideas that have come from my journaling and influenced my writing that I potentially publish. So the desire for more flexibility is something that I'm recognizing. And after doing this for 100 days, the habit is there. I'm a journaler now. It's just when I do it, why I do it, how I do it. Now I can start making some decisions about that. That's quite a big takeaway. I'm sorry if that sounds a bit kind of jumbled and woolly. I am just in one take recording my thoughts here. I think then, to bring this to some sort of conclusion, my next steps with my journaling practice will look something like this. I keep notes in Tana. That's where I do my day page, and my end of day journal, interestingly, is in Tana. I can talk about that perhaps on another episode. I'm going to move my morning pages to Tana. I think the thing that kind of put me off doing that initially was that my morning pages have previously just been absolute waffle, and maybe there's some personal stuff in there, and I'm a bit like, well, I keep my professional stuff in Tana, it doesn't quite feel right, but actually I keep everything in Tana, like from, you know, end of day journaling to business ideas to notes on books, it can all live in there, and I'm the only person looking at it, so I'm really not too worried about that anymore. It seems to make sense to keep everything together, and then I can start making use of AI in Tana to perhaps start picking out themes and summarizing stuff. And I can also, something I've introduced in Tana recently is I've got a little tag, a super tag called Win, and every time I write something positive, perhaps in my end of day journal or somewhere else in Tana, if I tag it Win, I end up with this list of all these positive things that have happened. So at least by doing my morning pages or whatever I'm going to call them in Tana, I can start tagging wins, and that would be rather nice. So I think I'm going to stop using the phrase morning pages, and I'm just going to talk about journaling, which crosses over with writing. And what I've done essentially is I've established a really good journaling habit. And I'm going to be using journaling as and when I need it. And every morning I'm going to sit at my computer and I'm going to write. And that might be some journaling, but that might be some more structured writing. I can just do what I want. And writing really helps me process my thoughts. There is no way I'm going to stop doing that. But the output can vary, and that's okay. Wow, that was kind of waffly. I hope you don't mind. Really, the last thing I want to do is script these episodes. I just want to share a few ideas in the hope that it might spark something while you are listening. So if it does spark anything, let me know. I think this exploration of journaling to writing, where the crossover is, if there's a crossover, it's all kind of just writing at the end of the day. I think it's kind of interesting, and I really want to reflect further on it. Maybe I'll write something in my journal. Who knows? I'd love to know more about your journaling practice. Have you done anything similar to what I have described? Do you do morning pages? Are you trying to hit a streak with your writing? Just let me know. It'd be great to hear from you. I think we'll leave it there. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you'll join me for the next podcast episode. Thanks for listening.